On the line, I've got Lockie and Jacob and Connor from Saigon. Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. Now, did I say the band name right? I didn't even check it with you before I went on the air.
That's the one, Saigon.
Saigon, okay, but it's not spelled the way people might think. It's P-S-Y-G-O-N. Is there a story behind the band name?
Well, there is a bit of a story, I suppose. I don't know, are we going to tell it? It's like a little bit of a riff on psychedelic, you know, like with the P-S-Y.
Oh, okay. So that's a bit of a theme, a bit of assisted music creation, perhaps?
Yeah, sort of like based around the genre we're going for, I guess.
Okay.
We had like 50 names when we started, so...
Oh, okay. Are you in a group of guys who change your name quite regularly?
At the start, we did. We went through a few different names.
Yeah, like the song on the EP Surf Rosa was our band name for a while.
Okay, right. Actually, I think I've seen that. Would I have seen that around?
Sorry?
Would I have seen that name around on a poster anywhere, or did you get out of it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Hey, now,
an older poster, yeah.
Yeah, an older poster. Which one of you guys has a connection with Raglan?
All of us, we're mates with a few people from Raglan. We just know some people. Yeah, we play at the Yard quite often.
Okay, and I know, because it was Joel Newport, who's from out here. He got in touch, said you guys wanted to have a chat, because you got some new music.
Yes,
so, how many new tracks have you made?
So we got four new tracks,
and
pretty much our first EP.
And we call it an EP, but are you producing it in any physical format, or is this purely an online venture these days?
Yeah, it's physical as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've got CDs for sale. We're working on getting them distributed in Hamilton, and we'll have them for sale at gigs as well.
How do you distribute your CDs in Hamilton? I haven't shopped for CDs in Hamilton for a couple of decades, so is that still possible?
I think it's more just a process of door knocking at our stage.
Yeah. Being an indie band especially, you just got to go and do it yourself, really.
Yeah, a lot of hustle required.
Yeah, we've been in contact with a couple like Tron Records and that new one that's just opened up. We're going to have them in stock.
Okay, so remind people where Tron Records is, because they might be interested if there's a little CD store somewhere. Or they've probably got records as well.
Yeah, it's over in Frankton in Hamilton, across from the Workingmen's Club.
Okay.
Yeah, it's only a small store, but they got everything there, and yeah, we're selling our CDs here anyways.
Okay, and we do have a shop in Raglan that's selling records, Ulo, the bottom of the street here. You're not making a record, like a vinyl EP or anything like that?
Not at this stage.
Maybe somewhere down the line, that's something we'd like to explore.
Okay. Hey, how do you describe your music? If you meet someone and you have to say really quickly what sort of music you make, what do you say to people?
I think we'd say probably like psychedelic and punk, rock, sort of genre.
One of the tracks you sent me, I was listening to, had a bit of a surf vibe to it, just a little bit. Was I picking that up right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you been... back a step. How do you guys decide what sort of music you're playing? I presume you have kind of diverse interests and things like that. Do you decide on a genre, or does the music just come out when you be creative? How does that work?
Well, we're actually a multi-genre band, so... Just for this one EP, it's going to be surf punk, but the next one's going to be totally different again. So we really just, I think we play around a lot with different styles.
Yep.
And
they sort of form themselves as well. You start off with a riff or something, and then everything else builds around it. But we do try, especially on this EP, listen to a bunch of old surf stuff, a lot of 70s punk. And
inspirations,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, just take elements from it.
Okay. And how long have you guys been playing music?
Well, all of us outside of Saigon have been playing since maybe middle school. The band itself was formed maybe a year ago.
A year and a half.
Okay,
But we've all been in bands prior to this one, so...
And I'm curious, as young guys from middle school and up, were you getting lots of support from the adults around you, or was this a thing you did yourselves? How's it all played out?
I think it started off as just a hobby, an enjoyment of playing music. And then, we sort of realised if we wanted to go and play live, we could. So we started doing that and just, gotten better at it, sort of harnessed it, I guess.
Yeah, we kind of do it all ourselves from the start. We haven't really got too much outside help, aside from like mum and dad buying the songs.
Well, it's always good to have a little bit of help from mum and dad when you get into it. But you guys, obviously, you must be out of school age now if you're Joel's age. And you got like day jobs or uni tech or something like that?
Yeah. So we're all studying music, the people that are talking on the phone currently.
Yeah.
We're all studying at the same place and we'll have like part-time jobs afterwards.
Right. So you got study, you got part-time jobs, and you're in a band.
Yeah.
That's pretty busy life.
It is pretty busy. It's fun, though.
Yeah. We wouldn't do it if we didn't enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'd hope so. I mean, running a band, if you didn't like it, that would be a bit of a drag.
Yeah.
So, when you're getting your CD together and things like that, who does the visuals? How does that work for you?
Well, I did the cover. The photo is actually taken at Raglan. We played a gig there, and then we spotted the little snowman made out of sand and took a photo of it with the old film camera.
Old disposable camera.
But yeah, you'll see on the next one, when the next one's coming out very shortly, we've kept like the theme the same, so it's got like the same font, just different colours, and we do try and keep like colour and stuff in mind when we're organising everything.
Does it kind of match the surf punk vibe?
Yeah, just give a bit of a distinguish between different
colours and all that,
different songs and different styles have different colour themes.
Do you worry much about your own appearance when you're on stage? Like I don't want to say performance art, but there's a performance aspect to being on stage that's not just about the music. How much attention do you pay to that?
For us at the moment, I guess playing live shows is still something we're working on. But we definitely do worry about our appearance on stage. Yeah, I mean, one of the times we played at Last Place, if you've heard of that, in Hamilton, and we all decided to dress up as wizards before we came on stage, and that was quite interesting. I think the crowd kind of liked it.
Came out, we walked out to like Lord of the Rings music.
Yeah, you can get away with stuff like that when you're on stage, can't you?
Yeah, as long as you don't push it too much.
Yeah. So how ambitious are you guys as a band? Like, you've got your EP. What do you want to see happen in the future?
We'd like to have a big following, I suppose. Like, just get some listening. Yeah.
We're very busy, though. We've got another EP that's pretty much, three-fifths of the way done.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have another one lined up afterwards. It's all written, just we haven't recorded it yet.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've got a little 3 EP lineup.
Lots of music, lots of gigs, hopefully, and maybe a tour in the future would be nice as well.
Okay, so you've been mostly playing around Hamilton?
Yeah.
Hamilton and Raglan, I think, are the most commonly visited places by Saigon.
Right, and how do you, if you want to play up in Auckland, like, what do you have to do to get a gig up there?
Generally, when we get gigs, it's usually with another band, so we might know someone from Auckland, and they'll be like, you know, do you want to come play with us at this time? And we'll just make our way on up there. And, you know,
we did play one in Tauranga not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago. And we just like hit up Tauranga bands asking if they want to open.
Okay.
And, you know, drive a bit of the crowd from the Tauranga locals.
So that's just what you've got to do. Like, back to the hustle again.
Yeah.
And you guys just told me, just as before we went on the air, that you've actually got a gig coming up in Raglan quite soon, which is good to tie in with this. So tell us about that.
Yep, so we've just scored a gig with Brucey Jordan at the Yacht Club on the 2nd of September. We've seen Brucey play before. He's awesome. He's got a cool style, so we're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, his voice has got, I don't know how to describe it, there's so much to it.
It's got like a raspy sound, eh, Harry?
Yeah.
It's got a lot of character.
Yeah.
The whole band does, really.
Who does the singing for you guys?
That would be Thomas, who unfortunately couldn't make it today.
Oh, well,
that works, but...
That means you can describe his voice any way you like, then, if he's not here.
He is listening.
He is listening? Oh, do it anyway. Tell him, what's his voice like?
He's got a gnarly voice. He's like, he's top-notch. It's all he asked him to be part of the band. He's like, that good at singing.
He's got pipes, yeah.
Okay, that's good.
A bit of a growl to him.
He's got a good range, I think. Like, he can really push it in some songs, and in other songs he sort of holds back a little bit. And that's quite a nice serenading voice.
Although Lucky does do some backing vocals on the last song, Cross Off.
Yeah. And this new EP, we've got a few songs my vocals on.
And what instruments do you guys play, the three of you who I've got here right now?
So Connor plays drums. Jacob is, I guess, lead guitarist, and I'm just a rhythm and backing vocalist. Or we sort of swap around a bit as well sometimes.
Yeah, I play bass on a couple of songs, and Lucky jumps on the kit.
Okay.
What
do you do when you're live if you want a bass involved?
We do have a bass player.
Yep.
Is there a fifth member of the band I don't know about?
Levi Winter. He was in me and Lucky's old band, and we sort of just, evolved it.
He's a really good bass player, so why not?
All right, that makes sense to me now. Now, I wanted to play one of your songs. It's tricky because this is community radio and I don't get to play swear words. There was a little bit of that. I wanted to play, I certainly can't play Surf Rosa. Piggy's had the swear word at the end as well, didn't it?
I think
Cross Off would probably be the safest bet.
Cross Off would be the safest bet. I'm sorry about that. It frustrates me sometimes, but it's kind of the world I operate in. So,
we understand. We get it all the time.
Do you feel like you might have to compromise your artistic integrity and cancel the swear words a little bit, maybe?
Well, yeah, we're thinking about obviously cutting down on it because it's safe for the live gigs, maybe, and maybe making some radio tracks as well.
Yeah.
This next group is very...
Lock Leaner.
It's the vibe of Cross Off is going to be the vibe of the next EP, so it kind of like flows into it.
Okay, all right. Well, look, we'll play that one now to round out my show, and be really nice to chat to you guys this morning. Folks have been talking to Lockie and Jacob and Connor from the band Saigon from Hamilton, and they got a Raglan connection. Come out heaps, and you're going to be here. Remind us the date again at the Yacht Club.
2nd of September.
2nd of September. All right, guys. Thanks heaps for your conversation this morning. We're going to sign off.
Cheers.
See ya. All right. Yeah. So we're going to sign off with Cross Off. And it's from... Oh, I've got to press these two buttons here. Okay, there we go. Slight technical hitch. Sorry, that was entirely my fault. This is Cross Off by Saigon.